Our hero claims a warrior's heart. I tell you, the dragonborn comes.
It is really hard to wake everyone up, and it is also true that it's sort of like we have a small but critical mass. That's okay. Do you know that we don't need everyone in this room? Let's say all of you are sleeping and one person who is awake walked into this crowd. Because of the nature of humanity and the nature of that thing, you want to call it glow or magnetism or whatever, it spreads. It's contagious. It's amazing. And if you put that person on stage, like let's say John Lennon, then hello, we're waking people up in droves. And they don't even know why they're waking up. It's just like turning on a light bulb. Suddenly, it starts to make sense. And you've got to keep questioning everything. Question me, question Camelot, question everything. Do your research, though. Don't go around with opinions, thinking you know it all, or putting people down or going into a negative space because you don't want to hear it, because it doesn't fit some previous download that you got on planet Earth from your priest or your father or your mother or whatever the kind of thing. You know, bottom line is it's all trash. You decide, okay? Because you're the ones here and you have the equipment to do so. What are you capable of? Because that's really the bottom line, and that's why you have the oppression on Earth that you have at this time. Because there are ET races out there who want the resources, they want your genetics, and they want to control you. Why? Because they know that if the tables are allowed to be turned, then you may end up controlling them. Now, I don't recommend that, but I just want you to know that the potential of the human vehicle, as you may call it, is virtually unlimited if you view it in this fashion. You have two paths to choose from here on Earth at this time. One is angelic human, which is your natural progression and your re-evolution back to source, or you have the robotic Superman. And the robotic Superman is the path that the military-industrial complex, the secret side of it, has decided to go. I don't care what happens on planet Earth, I'm going to be on the front lines. Until the last minute. That's just my personality. Actually, I was supposed to be murdered for that. They wanted to kill me over that interview because of the way I handled it. And they were not happy with the fact that even though he denied what I asked him, there's a sense where you can ask a question as a journalist, and even when the person denies it, it's obvious they're lying. My job is to get the truth out, okay? That's the bottom line. Now, I don't violate secrecy either. I keep confidences, but I do put the truth out for you to know. It probably will get worse before it gets better, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel, in my view. And I'm out here on stage and talking to you and doing what I do in Camelot every day, and I work a lot. And I have to say that I'm doing this because I believe we have a future. That this rendition of humanity, this seeding, has every chance of making it through. That for the first time in all the seedings of humanity on planet Earth, that you guys are going to make it all the way. Okay? And so I'm putting everything I have behind that. And I want to make sure that happens.
Hi there, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and very happy to be here tonight. We've got a fascinating guest, David Wynn Miller. And anyone who's been to the front page of Camelot will have seen his video, the links to his video. There's 25 of them. And I think they're probably around 20 minutes long. Whoever has the YouTube account is only able to get them up there, the short versions. As people will know, Camelot is able to get a two-hour, three-hour video out there, and that's because we are what's called a YouTube director from the early days. If you do look at the front page of Camelot and you scroll down, first of all, there is a chat room associated with this radio show, and I encourage you to join the chat room. You can put in any name you want, and just hit enter. And please do put your questions for David in all caps, and we will try to get to them as the show progresses. I've got a number of points that were made in some of the videos listed on my blog. So if you scroll down even further on the front page, you will see North Korea trigger in the magma. There's an article there with some lists of some points that he made in, I think it's number 11 of the 25. But throughout the videos, he has seeded it with some very interesting information from the point of view of Project Camelot, in addition to the quantum grammar stuff that he is putting out there, which apparently is impacting governments on all levels. So without further ado, David Wynn Miller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. It's great to have you on the show. And I know people will be very excited to hear you. You've got quite I don't know if you'd call it a following, but you've certainly got a lot of people, at least in what we consider to be the mainstream, aware of you and your work at this time, correct?
Yes. Currently, we have close to 5 billion people on the website. We have 20 million linked websites to our website. We have over 2 million websites linked to our videos that are rebroadcasting and making people aware. There are 12 years of videos posted on over 20 different web carriers worldwide. So there's no shortage of information to go out there and research projects that we've already broadcasted and put out there. It's all open source and it's free.
Okay, very good. Let me ask you to turn your video off if you're able to do it, because we may have some interference. We're getting some brief interference right now. Rather than have that get worse. So what I'd like you to do to start out with, and obviously there will be people out there that are very familiar with the video information that you've put out there, so we don't necessarily want to go over old ground, but for the people that haven't had time to watch the videos and are new to you and what you are doing, could you give yourself a brief introduction as well as talk a little bit about why you ended up doing what you do?
Well, in 1980, I went through the divorce, and the judge took away my children, telling me that a man cannot nurture children, and that broke my heart by taking away my children. I says, well, this is wrong. So I told that judge, I'll sue you for sex discrimination, and he says, you can't sue me, I'm a judge. Well, 6 weeks later, he was disbarred when I went before the judicial board because he violated the 1964 Civil Rights Act. And ever since then, when judges have been discriminating and not using equal shared parenting or modification of grammar in violation of Title 18, 1001, 1002, the false and misleading statements under Title 15, Section 1692E, which carries a fine under Title 15, Section 78FF for $25 million, and deprivation of rights under coloring of the law, Title 18, 242. By modification of grammar, you cause a disability on the people when they come into court under Title 29, Section Chapter 16, Section 701. And if you're going to disable someone to communicate with the court, they're not going to get a fair trial. So with that said, every time somebody comes to me with where they've been discriminated against, I take and I syntax. That means identify the words on the paper by the attorney, the lawyer, or the judge, or what the law says that they're using. And the law, most of the law start with three words, no person shall, no being an adverb, negative, making person to be a verb, if you feel like a verb today, and shall is an adverb in future time, which means you have no now time jurisdiction, which creates a fiction. And if you're being sued from a position of fiction, using fiction language for a fiction law, how can you win? They call you pro se when you go to court. P-R-O meaning no, and S-A means to speak. So when you enter a courthouse or a courtroom, and your paperwork is written in adverb verb, it says nothing. You don't have permission to enter a foreign vessel in dry dock. When you're speaking, you're babbling. When the prosecuting attorney or defense attorney who is representing you, re meaning no, pre meaning no, sent meaning contract, both are making no contract to go ahead and say nothing in the court. So how, and you're a pro se saying nothing. Well, you have all this nothingness going on, and you become a victim of trespassing because you've entered a foreign vessel without a passport, a seaman's paper, or a contract to be there. You now stand guilty of trespassing, at which time they find you guilty of, but they won't call it trespassing. They'll just hand you a bill to pay for the attorney's fees and court costs, and they harvest people one right after another with the same illusion. So when they took away my children, it struck a nerve that it wasn't just this one judge that was guilty. It's the idea that a judge could do this and get away with it. So I set on a path, and I went before Judge Wasilewski in 1985, and he finally gave me my children back. And he says, well, there, I gave you your children after 65 trials. What do you got to say now? I says, well, I'm going to sue you for sex discrimination. He says, well, I gave you your kids. He says, let me tell you something, Mr. Miller. He says, every time you say yes, I'm going to say no. And every time you say no, I'm going to say yes. And I says, well, is 3 + 3 = 6? And he says, well, yeah. He says, you just said you'd never agree with me. And so I said, oh, what you just said to me is you want me to find a mathematical interface between grammar and math. And if I can do that, I can write a correct math contract. And by doing so, you will have to agree with me 100% of the time. And he says, well, in 8,500 years, no one's broken that code. He says, I'm as we're speaking right now to you, he says, I'll tell you right now, face to face, I'm lying to you. But you have to prove it. And if you can't prove it, you lack knowledge, and therefore I'm immune. So it took me 3 years, and on April 6, 1988, I broke the math interface. And the first thing I did was I filed a lawsuit for perjury of an oath. And it had 400 state judges and 37 federal judges recuse themselves in 7 states from hearing the case. A 97-year-old judge was pulled out of retirement after 26 years who spent 52 years on the bench and never lost a case. He consistently lost 3 cases to me in a row when I sued him under parse syntax grammar, at which time he took off his robe, threw it on the floor, walked out, and said, don't ever call me again. And since then, the United States government has changed the laws to equal shared parenting for all 50 states. And whenever somebody is discriminated against, very easy to find me and have me get involved. So.
Okay. Well, in terms of when did the life-death experience happen?
That was on December 3rd, 1975, when I lost my right kidney. I had a doctor who was a student from South Korea do the surgery, and the doctor who was supposed to do the surgery was out on the golf course. So everybody came in with masks. Nobody knew what was going on, and he just started cutting in on me, removed 3 ribs, took out my right kidney, my right adrenal gland. Then he went through my chest, took out my hernia that holds my intestine sacs, and then went after my left kidney, thinking he was supposed to remove the left kidney, which was healthy. When he cut it in half and took the top part off with the adrenal gland, I went into anesthesia shock and went flatline. So they tried to jumpstart me 4 times, and this is the testimony from the head nurse, and they couldn't get me started, and after 4 minutes, they wrote me off as a dead man, took me down to the morgue, and I laid there for 35 minutes, on a slab with my cut in half from my navel to my spine, with my heart hanging out of my chest. And the second the coroner signed my death certificate after filling out the paperwork, my heart started beating, my eyes dilated, and they took me back up, and they put me back together in 11 and a half hours of surgery. at which time I woke up 2 hours out of surgery and stayed awake for the next 8 years. My endorphin level of my blood was 60 times higher than normal, and I had no adrenaline in my system, so my chemistry had been seriously altered. The endorphin was the same endorphin that is brain food, which caused my brain to start, my neurons to multiply, and I started to become very smart, just like the movie Phenomena with John Travolta. And being a welder at that time in my life, I had oxygen at my disposal. So I went to school. I jacked myself on oxygen at the same time I was studying. So my brain was getting both oxygen and endorphins. And I acquired quite the education as a result of it.
Okay. Just let me say that some people are having a hard time getting on to American Freedom Radio to listen to the show. So I just want to let people know it's also being carried by Scepter Radio Network. So if you have anyone who is trying to get on the show and they can't, please tell them that information. Okay, David, in terms of the time when you were clinically dead, which I guess you were.
Yes.
Did you have any memories or any experiences during that time?
No, they had me under sodium pentothal when it all happened, so I was knocked out. The only thing I felt was a pinprick in my arm, and about 12 hours later, I woke up, and I am what I am today.
Okay, but you have had ET interactions, so you had, what did you have, an abduction or contact experience at the age of 8 or 9?
I had contact experience when I was 8 years old, and when I was, I remember it, and they put a device on my head that filled my head full of information, and afterwards, they were humanoid, and the one thing I did learn, now, if you think about where Earth is in our galaxy, and how far the other star systems are, small spacecrafts of 30, 50, even 100 feet in diameter would have a difficult time traveling between 4 and 20 light years because there's not enough fuel. But as much as technology has advanced...
Okay, sorry, we've got to interrupt here. We've got a commercial. We'll be right back in a few minutes with David Wynn Miller. Thank you.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
What would you do if you or someone that you love was faced with a life-threatening illness? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, co-host of Transcension Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In 2008, I lost everything because of chronic illness, my home, a bankruptcy, even my marriage. A miracle happened in 2009. I discovered ION and I was introduced to the RNA drops. Within a few short months, the nightmare of chronic fatigue, Lyme's disease, and PTSD was a faded memory. Today, people all over the world have reported incredible testimonials about their transcension process, and I invite you to listen and join us live on air every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Transcension airs live. You can listen to the archives or tell someone that you love, maybe even the person sitting in your chair right now, that science fiction has become virtual reality at Transcension Radio. Take your power back and join us every Saturday at Transcension Radio.
You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow. Friendships to flourish with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio in service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFI wish to thank you personally for sharing your insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Don't miss the Middle Chamber of Greater X on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central.
You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says,
okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to David Wynn Miller. David, right before the break, you were talking about you were about to go into a childhood experience.
Yes.
Yes.
When I was... I'm getting feedback.
Okay.
When I was 12 years old, my father taught me to read the dictionary, learn what words, the definition of words mean, even though you don't understand the emotion or the experience of that word, so that as you grow older and you have an experience, you have a word and a definition to explain it to yourself. So when this event took place where I was exposed to an ET spacecraft, and I was on it for 3 hours and 15 minutes, roughly, according to my mother. The information that was instilled upon my mind has come out over these last 40 years, and the points of information, like on my website, for instance, there's only one website of the 3 billion websites that deals with the quantum math interface on grammar. And I have no competition or plagiarizing taking place anywhere in the world by anyone else since this website has been up for the past 13 years. So it's kind of unique, the level of facts that have come out. Einstein believed in time travel and the space-time continuum that, as I started to say, the millions of small diameter spacecrafts that have been witnessed in all sorts of different shapes and sizes have all been really quite small. Now, this shows that if you have a future, let's say you go 500 years in the future, as fast as our cell phones have advanced and our computers have advanced, that they would be able to maybe develop not only a time-space continuum, but time travel crafts, just like the Philadelphia experiment. And these small crafts, because the energy field is confined within the energy of planet Earth, could move through time and space within our own field to go back in time and fix specific events that were catastrophic to millions of different timelines. There's only one timeline that would survive, you know, 10,000 years into the future, and that would be a timeline where wars don't exist, that man can communicate with each other peacefully, as well as with ET as they show up from different solar systems. So the future of this planet comes back, educates me, and then as I grow up, I develop this technology, and I do it in a peaceful manner to stop wars so that people can communicate with a math problem. Now, no one ever went to war over a math problem in the history of mankind. I've said that at all 2,500 presentations.
Okay. I'd like to challenge you on that, and I'm not a mathematician, but have you ever read the Georgia Guidestones?
No.
Okay. They're in Georgia. They're stones that are carved with a message. The message is basically from what's called the Illuminati.
I've heard of them, though.
Okay, and they are telling people, you can look them up on the Internet, as a matter of fact. One of the things that they say is they want to keep the population to a certain number. I think it's 500 million, if I recall correctly, but, you know, I'm not great with numbers, so I might have that wrong.
The point is
that it would require eliminating two-thirds of the population of the planet. That is a math problem.
Well, actually, that's not a math problem. That could be a threat. The issue is dealing with energy supplies.
Right, but that might be something that happens
having in
enough
the future.
Energy to feed somebody, having enough food to feed. We're talking mathematics in the end, right? You need X.
We're talking about not where people are fighting over a mathematics. We're talking about people that want to establish a specific number. They're not arguing that 3 + 3 = 6. When the contracts are correct, if a power source is created like the Nikola Tesla coils, which can support 100 billion people on this planet, with generating food and energy where carbon is not an issue in any way, you know, oil, gas, coal, then that form of energy, you have piezoelectric energy, which is also non-violent. You have the sun generates 44,000 cycles per second electromagnetic pulse, which bathes the Earth. You just need a coil to step down the 44,000 cycles per second into a usable current of AC electricity.
Well, I would totally agree with you, and I come from a sort of a group of people. We're really the alternative media, and I have a feeling that you haven't had a lot of interviews with the alternative media, but I can say that we have no quarrel with Tesla, except that we know that he was basically destroyed by the powers that be, and that his information has not gotten out there, and obviously we're paying for electricity to this day.
Actually, if Tesla was 1906, we didn't have the internet or computers, and there wasn't enough intellectual people at that point on the planet. If you were to release technology for war materials in 1906 based on the limitations of this planet's educational base, man would have very easily destroyed himself before he was ready to produce food, learn about horticulture, learn how
to educate himself. Well, actually, are you aware that there's been more than one seeding of humanity? Or have you ever gone into investigating Atlantis? Because, as a matter of fact, I know that it's popular among certain groups to denigrate the intellectual capacity of humanity, but I actually come from a different angle on that. and I'm not so sure you're correct. People are often accused of being a lot dumber than they actually are because people don't know how to measure intelligence. IQ tests are a really stupid measurement of intelligence. I would actually posit that emotional intelligence is far higher than than logical intelligence. And I see that you base a lot of what you do on logic.
Logic is mathematics using the right side of your brain. Emotions are the left side of your brain. All 47 presidents are left-handed because they need a logical individual before they're going to let somebody push a button. They want to make sure that this individual is not emotional.
Actually, I would also contest that. You know what? I was told that Reagan was right-handed. Is that not correct?
No, he was left-handed. Watch the videos.
Okay, well, for some reason, people are saying he was right-handed. I'm not sure where the confusion is on all of that, but there
he may be ambidextrous. He uses both right and left. I'm ambidextrous. I do both hands also.
Okay, and I
do that on my videos. I write frontwards and backwards with both hands simultaneously on the whiteboard. I write frontwards with both hands, backwards with both hands, and in both directions with both hands. And I do that at all my videos.
Actually, I picked up on that. Do you consider yourself an intuitive?
Yes.
Okay. And do you feel that you have ET contact now?
Well, I've seen several hundred miracles take place where I'm on a plane when I travel and I'm sitting next to a senator or sitting next to an admiral or sitting next to an admiral's wife or sitting next to the person in charge of, like, Wells Fargo foreclosure department. And after 4 hours of discussing parse syntax grammar to disqualify mortgages for false and misleading information, she then introduces herself as being the head of the Wells Fargo foreclosure department and had to get up and go to the bathroom every 10 minutes for a four-hour flight. So something was going on there.
Okay, and actually I think you could really help people that are in dire need over this mortgage scandal by disqualifying a lot of the mortgages. Isn't
I am
that right?
The man who syntaxed the first two mortgages in January 1988 for Citibank and Wells Fargo and Bank of America. And when they realized they had a false and misleading document, they stopped writing mortgages, which tripped a chain of events. And then on November 6, 2010, Lloyd's of London got a hold of the contracts and canceled all 64 million mortgage insurance policies in the United States, endorsing the fact that false and misleading statements have been certified mathematically, that the mortgage your mortgage contract was never signed by the bank, has over 6,000 mistakes on it, and in every one of their contracts, they used the term false and misleading statements so that they know exactly what they were doing and never signed it. Now, why wouldn't they sign their mortgage contracts only having you sign it, making it a unilateral contract? Then by doing a pump and dump and foreclose all 64 million homes in America, because anytime your mortgage falls below the outstanding mortgage value, they say they can take your house even if you're current. And I've seen that happen time and time again. I've even seen banks go in and take mortgages they never even signed. And, of course, they've been prosecuted by the Justice Department under the False Claims Act Task Force, Title 31, Section 3729, for false and misleading information. We have
But let me ask you this, because didn't you tell me that you just got back from China and you were just responsible for rewriting into this quantum grammar for the Chinese so that they
asked me,
their contracts?
I was asked to prove a grammar interface before the Chinese alphabet and the American grammar, and they said it couldn't be done in 4 months. It took me 8 hours to write the first document and 1 hour to do the conversions between Chinese and English. And then they wanted to know how this was possible, and I put it up on a graph form, a mathematical graph, which then they had a viable translation between prepositional phrases, and then whatever your noun was, whatever your fact is, whatever the fact, like you hold up a pen, they have a word for that in English and Russian and French and Spanish. So as we took the different facts and we put them on the chart, if there was not a word to identify that fact in that language, then the English word was left intact, or whatever other language was being used. The point is, we were then able to certify a communication-based, mathematically certified, both frontwards and backwards. And when they realized what I had done, this was a $20 trillion a year international trade contract to certify they could never be cheated through trade contracts. Then we supplied a international bank treaty, international postal treaty, and international trade, not trade, but transportation of money, because money is a vessel's treaty, by posting roads and certifying mathematically the value of the object's transmission between point A and point B by using by quantum grammar.
Right.
We're very pleased with the ability to be honest, correct, and not be cheated by anybody through false and misleading information.
Okay, and I appreciate that you're doing this for other governments such as Hawaii, and you told me that you also talked and met with Rothschild, correct?
Yes, we spent 3 days together in Ireland in 1999.
And you told him it'd make him more money than he was already making, ripping off
the world. Yes, in the world of fiction, there was always the subjective interpretation and fighting that took place. And that was an endless fight that could never be solved because it was fiction and nobody was ever saying anything. When he saw that a correct contract would result in a correct performance, that when a contract was written, the interest on it could be enforced, that the terms would not be questioned, that legal fees would not be an issue, that when a person did something that was a performance in mathematics, the outcome was conclusionary, and therefore there was never a fight, because you can never try a fact in a courtroom. You can only try subjective interpretation, fictitious conveyance of grammar, false and misleading statements, perjury, and a lie. So,
okay, but just, I mean, what I'm actually, trying to do with you here, and I understand the factual side of this, but what about the notion that in working with people like Rothschild and the Chinese, et cetera, to help make their contracts better, all you're really doing is translating one mode of sort of imprisonment for another, which is just changing the language, but the result is the same. In other words, unless you step in yourself, as you say, that you've basically disbarred judges and so on, and you've helped certain groups of people. I think you were telling me about the New Zealand Islanders, the tribes there. But basically, if all we do is enforce the contracts that are basically put in place by the powers that be using power and privilege to begin with, aren't you just reinforcing that model? Sorry,
no, we're just
right back.
Qualifying
question for the answer from David Wynn Miller. We've got another commercial coming on. Sorry about this.
Go ahead.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to David Wynn Miller. David, go ahead and answer the question, if you don't mind, that I asked right before the break.
And we're getting a real bad echo.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not sure why that is. Very sorry about that.
What was your question again?
Oh, the question was... Because of your dealings with Rothschild, I was wondering whether you're not just, exchanging one form of language for another that will still favor those in power.
By educating the world with the correct Parse syntax grammar, the little guy, the middle class, as you call us, will be able to monitor if a person in power is using false and misleading grammar, and then prosecute that individual for the false and misleading information, fictitious conveyance of grammar, and mail fraud if money is involved. So by educating the people will have the ability to yell rape when they know rape is coming. Otherwise, anybody that goes out there and points the finger at the judge or a politician or government agency and speaks in an adverb-verb format or adverb-adjective pronoun, just like I did in my first 65 trials to get equal shared parenting of my children, is still going to be wrong. The federal judges have to study this course under Parse Syntax Grammar, and they have knowledge of what syntax means, and as long as you babble before them, you will get no consideration. And therefore, you'll be asked to leave and be disqualified. Now, if you have a correct Parse Syntax Grammar lawsuit, you define your definitions, your jurisdiction, you put the postage stamp on the document to certify that the mail has been paid for, because the vessel of paper, when it is transported between one jurisdiction and another, has to pay for its transportation. It has to be docked at that location. It receives a docket number, and now you have a document which is then capable of operating as a quo ronto complaint to articulate false and misleading statements which are bonded to the complaint, and a lot, and which is a complete package to now certify that you have a contract to make grievance or complaint to the individual who has damaged you. So this holds the powers to be around the planet to a very high standard. If they are not correct, they can be prosecuted for mail fraud or for perjury. And we all, I don't care who you are, what language you speak, you understand the word perjury.
Okay, fair enough. I hope that the echo is gone. I've tried another approach here, and hopefully this will help. Okay, well, that's fair enough. At this moment, what I'd like to do is ask you some questions that I've actually got a whole list of them. And I've got a lot of people who are going to want to ask you some questions as well. First question is whether you meditate.
No.
Okay. Is that because you don't know how, or because you don't care to, or what's your interpretation of the word meditate?
Well, I work 20 hours a day, 7 days a week, syntaxing documents and filing lawsuits to stop and correct those with the Attorney General's office. It is then their responsibility, when given a signed confession for criminal activity, to take the initiative to stop the wrong and get restitution for the individual who's been damaged by a signed confession.
Okay, so you believe that you need to be active at all moments?
Yes. And I am active. Very, very active.
I get that. Okay, well, and let me ask you, are you mixing up right brain and left brain? Isn't it the right brain that is the intuitive side that is more creative, and the left brain that's considered the logical side?
The left brain is emotional and the right brain is logical. And I am very well disciplined to know the difference, as I've been doing this for 80,000 hours over the last 33 years. And before that, I was involved with technical fields of science, chemistry, engineering, metallurgy, heat treating. And
okay,
before
so
that, I was involved with psychology, medicine, and philosophy.
Okay,
so I have a broad-based background.
Okay, so you're saying the right brain is logic?
Yes.
Okay. And you say you're ambidextrous, which should indicate that you have a good balance between right and left brain activity. Is that correct?
Yes. When I read left to right for the subject matter, I'm reading right to left in syntaxing the mathematical value of the of what the syntax means, because I've developed a math interface to tell me the value of what the words are. And as fast as I can turn pages, I can read the math interface at about 400 words a second.
Okay. If I was to ask you whether you got any intuitive downloads, inspiration, that sort of thing, that one might get during meditation. You ever ride a train or ride a plane and not be active physically or operating your brain on a certain wave? You know, there are certain levels of waves.
Well, throughout this course, like I told you, was a lot of information put inside me, and as time went on, as you study and you learn one fact, it reflects another fact, and then people ask questions. And when people ask questions, it stimulates specific answers, and those answers require research or search. And as I search, I find more parallels. And so it takes me down different rabbit holes. And in the end, after you read, give me an example. When I looked at the Hebrew language, there's no vowels. So because it says vowel sounds mean no. So then I took A, E, I, O, and U, and Russell Gould and I spent 8,000 hours over a two-year period, looked up every single word and all the synonyms of A, E, I, O, and U, and formulated the fact that a vowel used as a single syllable means no contract. If it is followed by two consonants, and every single word in the English language reflects this, it also means no contract. No is a negative like zero. Any zero times a number equals zero. Any lie times a fact equals a lie. So all words that are used with a vowel and two consonants means no contract. So if you then take and you read your mortgage contract, look and just identify all the words with a vowel and two consonants, then go ahead and write the word no contract and read it out loud as no contract, you're going to find out that this is a bastardized document. Like they use the word real estate. R-E means no, and A-L means contract. So you have no contract, and estate is E-S-T.
So well, what about the idea that sin means no and tax means no, so you've got a double negative?
Syntax. S-Y-N is not a vowel and two consonants. Syntax is the how two words come together and certify what the value of that word is. When you have, like, for the bridge is over the river, for is a preposition, the is an adverb, bridge is a fact, is a verb thinking, over is a preposition, the is an adverb, a article making the word bridge, a water or river, to be a fact. Now, if you take out the word for and you say the bridge is over the river, now the becomes an adverb because all prepositional phrases, when separated, all prepositions become adverbs and all articles become adverbs. So the word the becomes an adverb, now modifying the verb bridge. Is an adverb making over a verb, and the is an adverb making water to be a verb. There's no such thing as a water verb, an over verb, or a bridge verb.
Okay. What about the notion of the letter of the law versus the spirit of the law?
The letter of the law is 100% bastardized in the entire titles 1 through 50. The spirit of the law, hold a thought in your hand. Show me the three-dimensional object of a thought. Your thought is no more than the spirit. The spirit has to go to the volition. What was the volition of an individual to use false and misleading statements where he should have used the correct parse syntax grammar when writing the contract? On the witness stand, the district attorney says to me, Mr. Miller, you mean to say we're supposed to let drug dealers, bank robbers, and rapists go free just because we don't have the grammar correct? I says, those are public safety issues, but why didn't you take time to learn how to use the correct parse syntax grammar and make laws that were correct so I don't have to come down here and syntax you and disqualify your ability to prosecute this individual?
Okay, sorry, we have another commercial, and we'll be right back with David Wynn Miller. Thank you.
Institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
I knew a man who had a reputation helping thousands of people improve their health. You know his secret? He knew 7 out of 10 people were deficient in one critical mineral. The symptoms of this deficiency mimic everything from heart disease to anxiety. In fact, the list is way too long to even touch on. Chances are high that you may have many of these symptoms already. In a moment, I'm going to give away his secret when you visit IncredibleMineral.com. That's IncredibleMineral.com. The information is free. It will take less than 5 minutes for you to obtain. Listen in as I interview world-renowned doctor of the future, Carolyn Dean, share the secret with you. No holds barred and guaranteed to piss off the big drug pushers. In fact, there's also a $50 free bonus offer for the first 1,000 people who listen in now at IncredibleMineral.com. Hurry while the information is still available.
I don't like words that hide the truth. I don't like words that conceal reality. I don't like euphemisms. And American English is loaded with euphemisms because Americans have a lot of trouble dealing with reality. Americans have trouble facing the truth. So they invent a kind of a soft language to protect themselves from it. I'll give you an example of that. When I was a little kid, if I got sick, they wanted me to go to the hospital and see the doctor. Now they want me to go to a health maintenance organization. Smug, greedy, well-fed white people have invented a language to conceal their sins. It's as simple as that. The CIA doesn't kill anybody anymore. They neutralize people. The government doesn't lie. It engages in disinformation. Israeli murderers are called commandos. Arab commandos are called terrorists. Contra killers are called freedom fighters. Well, if crime fighters fight crime and firefighters fight fire, what do freedom fighters fight? They never mention that part of it to us, do they? Never mention that part of it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. We're talking to David Wynn Miller. David, right before the break, I'm not sure where we were. I think you were about to sort of finish a statement that you were making in regard to contract law.
Yes. The statement was, the district attorney said to me, are we supposed to allow criminals to go free because the grammar is not correct? I says, you went to college for 4 years, law school for 6 years. You've been in practice for 5 years. Why haven't you learned how to use the correct parse syntax grammar? Stop and correct the laws, which are criminal on violation of Title 18, Section 1621, false and misleading statements. And use and have Congress, the Senate, the legislature, and the Supreme Court create the correct grammar for the laws. This technology has been around for 25 years. Why haven't you been busy rewriting the laws so that people who break the law can't use me to go out and stop and to get out of their problem? Well, I started with Hawaii, for instance, and I saw how Hawaii was being harvested systematically. We wrote a new Hawaiian constitution, and Mr. Clinton had to go ahead and read the apology bill in 1997. Well, shortly thereafter, there was the indiscretion, and I was counsel. What is sex? Depends on what the definition of is. Then he turns to the judge and says, I just showed the American people a verb is and a noun is. Would you like me to show them another verb and another noun? And the court was sealed. And then he had to appear in front of Congress. And when he went in front of Congress, you remember the movie A Few Good Men with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson. You want the truth? I'll tell you the truth, but you can't handle the truth. So Bill went in there and he said that to Congress. Then he pulled out a $1 bill and he said, the United States of America. Well, you've got the article the and the preposition of. But it doesn't say for the United-States of the America. They separated it. So therefore, the became an adverb. Modifying the adjective united. UN means no and ITE is citizen. The adjective now modifies the pronoun. P-R-O is no, N-O is no, and U-N is no. State. Adjective, A-D-J, no contract. Adverb, A-D-V, no contract. Of, adverb, now connects to the pronoun, A-D-V, no contract, and now modifies. Modifies is change. Change is motion. Motion is action. Action is verb. America becomes a dangling participle verb on the money. A means no because it's a single syllable. M-E-R-I is Latin for mercy. It's D-A is Latin for sheep. No mercy for the sheep. That's a dangling participle verb. But having a verb, America, on the money, now says that the mail fraud is Title 18, Section 1341, using fictitious conveyance of grammar on money. Then you have false and misleading statements. You have fictitious conveyance of grammar. You have deprivation of rights under color of law. And the little contract on there, signed by two people on the money, says this note, this is an adverb, making note a verb. And then to cover it up, they put a little line around the edge of the money called a box. Under maritime law, boxing is an enclosed area and can't be considered. So in March 1st, 1997, when I sued the United States Treasury under maritime law boxing, we have all new money, and you can look at the back of your money, and the boxes have been taken off. So don't tell me syntax doesn't mean anything or that people aren't paying attention at the top of government to make sure that the grammar is correct or trying to be correct on the money. They even changed how they wrote the United States of America.
Okay, and
as a list.
Great. And so in essence, you affected it at the highest level, in essence.
Yeah.
In terms of money. They took away the box.
It doesn't matter if it's the United States or any other country. You know, Israel and Palestine were just throwing stones at each other. Hillary and Bill have been students of mine for 15 years. She flies over there, and she's there an hour, and there's a ceasefire, and she flies back. Well, she says they're both governments. You can't read and write. You got a second grade reading level. How would you like to go ahead and fight your war without money? Put your toys away and start learning how to read and write. Gets on a plane, comes home, and it's quiet.
Okay. Well, that sounds like something of a generalization, because just because you tell somebody they can't read and write doesn't mean they're going to stop killing each other. And I think that Israel has actually bombed Palestine a number of times since then, and they continue to do so. So I'm not sure how much of a ceasefire there really is there.
Well, you also have uneducated people that the only thing they know is how to fight. But it's up to our leaders that are supposed to be educated to sit down and talk intelligently using the correct parse syntax grammar in their treaties, so there is no subjective interpretation lies being told that cause people to fight in the
first
place.
Well, let's talk about who the real leadership is, because I would actually say it's the reverse. I've been to Palestine. I've been to Israel. I've sat down with the people, and the people get along fine. It's their rulers who don't get along. And apparently the rulers are the ones that don't know how to think and don't know how to read and write very well either. But what I'd like to get back to is really the ET side of things. And you talk about this craft in Greenland that was discovered that is a weather modification station, as well as a place where the Easter Island giants are still living and operating to this day. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that's not what I said. What I said was, the object in Greenland is 300 miles long, 55 miles wide, and 2 miles high. If you draw a straight line from the craft in Greenland through the obelisk in Washington, D.C., through the Great Pyramid on the Yucatan Peninsula, ends up on Easter Island. The craft in Greenland has 100-foot-high decks on it. The heads were dug up 2 years ago, and they found out that these are complete bodies 85 feet tall.
Right.
So it puts the moise inside that spacecraft.
Yes, you say in your video that that is the race that was operating that spacecraft. And you said
that it was still
operational.
The spacecraft is operational. It has a 200-mile dampening field which shuts down electrons. They have to use compressed air to start a diesel engine and go across the 200-mile glacier with diesel, because it doesn't require electricity. And
okay.
If you look at the entire northern hemisphere, we had an ice age. But the ice age on Greenland around the spacecraft had 18,000 feet, 3 miles thick of ice, just 10 years ago. And everything has melted off in the northern hemisphere except the area around the spacecraft. So it started to bury itself under a water molecule. You can hide a nuclear submarine in thermals of the ocean. This spacecraft had the same technology that it knew it could hide itself in ice, probably from somebody who's chasing them, which is logical from a physics position.
Well, you also suggested that we were getting reverse-engineered technology from this group of people from the spacecraft, whoever's operating it, and
if
we assume that race...
I think it's not only from that, but from many different ETs that have visited us after millions of sightings.
Yes, I would agree with you.
I believe that, and Nikola Tesla, he gave us, what, over 300,000 inventions? So put it all together, he, as far as I'm concerned, Nikola Tesla was from 500 years in the future who came back and did all these things with no competition from anywhere on the planet. He was unique. No one ever broke the math interface and grammar for 8,500 years. I'm unique. Louis Pasteur gave us 1,000 different molds, viruses, and cures for infection. He was unique. There's been a lot of unique people doing very specific, unique things on planet Earth. Bill Gates gave us the Internet. That was unique, bringing the entire planet of communications together.
Yeah, that and I appreciate that. I think that, let us now praise famous men. There's a famous book out there, and you can look it up. And I would suggest that there are a lot more unique individuals, including myself, out there, besides the ones that are so-called famous. Famous men are possibly even less unique than some are that are not so famous. But with that in mind, let me ask you this. If the people that are operating that spacecraft are still here, and if you're suggesting that they are the same height as the Easter Islanders and that there's some kind of a ley line connection between that craft and Easter Island as well as other places, what do you think they're doing right now?
Well, we haven't blown ourselves up yet, so I think that there's between ETs coming back from the future to make sure that the timelines are clean, that there's no paradox, and that the ETs around the planet are working to solve specific problems.
What about ruling the planet with a negative agenda? Is that enter into your view of the world?
No, they've had pandemics throughout history. If we didn't have a pandemic in 1523, where half the world's population was reduced, they would have overpopulated the planet, ran out of food around 1800, and technology wouldn't have been here to back it up.
Instead, we would have had a math problem, in other words. Well, what about the idea of Atlantis? Have you ever gone and tried to investigate that?
To me, Atlantis is no more than E.T. Being able to travel around the planet. That's why there's familiarities, you know, like the Great Pyramid on the Yucatan and the Great Pyramid on Giza have the identical square footage base on them. And so whoever engineered one was also responsible for engineering the other.
Highly likely. Are you familiar with the work of Zachariah Sitchin?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Have you heard of the word Anunnaki?
Yes, I have.
All right. Have you had any dealings with Israeli intelligence?
Nope.
No? None?
Nope. Not that I'm aware of.
You mean the Chinese? The Chinese?
It's not to say that certain individuals haven't approached me and had discussions or called me up on the phone and asked questions or sent me email for questions, at which time I answer. But I get 300 emails a day, and I try to get through those and answer questions on those. Mm-hmm. And it's just part of my routine.
Okay. Have you visited underground bases?
No, never.
Have you ever been offered a ticket to Mars or an underground base should we have a cataclysm of some kind?
No, but I can tell you this. If you take every airline from probably 1940 and every single flight and you overlay it on planet in the United States, you got a 50-mile circle that pops up over Area 51 where there is no planes that fly in that area.
Right.
That's pretty obvious when you got a hole in the space. When you got a hole in space or something to look at, there's those vortexes that pop up over like Norway and was it last year they had a vortex 5 miles wide over Beijing, photographed by tens of millions of people with their cell phones. I mean, these things are electronic phenomena, but what's happening? I don't know. Point is, they're not weather-related.
Okay. I'm going to want to circle over to your discussion on, it was actually video number 11, and I quoted it on my website. You talk about the North Koreans and their ability to send a pulse, what is in essence, well, first it was, a nuke, and then it was a hydrogen bomb that they haven't released it yet, but they have the ability to trigger earthquakes, major earthquakes in various cities around
using
the world.
Using magma, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Look, when they detonated their first two nuclear bombs, the largest earthquake took place off of Chile. And if you look at planet Earth and draw a straight line through the center of the magma, it pops up exactly in the South Pacific off of Chile. Then if you watch the shockwave come back a few days later, you have a earthquake in Christchurch, 7.5 and 7. Then a volcano bigger than Krakatoa, 18,000 feet below the surface in the Philippines, explodes, doesn't hurt anybody because it was so deep, followed by the tsunami that took place where the Pacific plate slid underneath Japan, raising it 15 feet and creating the tsunami. At the exact same second that earthquake took place, the island of a big island of Hawaii was recorded to drop 1 foot. A hole opened up 1 mile across in the cracked the plate on the volcano that's 7 miles across in Volcano National Park, and created a 1,000-foot diameter magma pool, which then came up, and then it blew out a vent 60 feet in diameter, which at 8 miles an hour, moving through a 60-foot hole, poured out into the ocean and releasing pressure. Point is
right.
That if you take and do the geometry from North Korea to San Francisco to London, you have a 120-degree triangle at that identical latitude. Well, what you've got on the San Andreas Strait is you've got Hood, Rainier, Shasta, and York, four of the largest volcanoes in North America, which are all four are active. And then if they miss their target, they're going to hit Yellowstone, which is a super volcano, 40 by 60. You can kiss the United States goodbye with that one, if that goes
okay,
off.
Let me ask you, you know the concept of mutually assured destruction, right?
Well, let's put it this way. We can control the space. We're talking inner space. They don't have to set the thing off. They just have to set it up. And then they're a very poor country with a very high unemployment and no natural resources. They can blackmail anybody once it's in place. We know.
Okay, but what about reverse blackmail? In other words, I appreciate that because you did talk about that in your video. And again, I encourage people to watch that.
7,000 feet deep, which was recorded by satellite. They dropped a nuke down there. They're going to be right up against the magma. And anybody that knows demolition knows how to do shape charge. If it's a shape charge, they can target anybody, any place. Now
right.
You can go at it. You have a negotiation.
I appreciate that. Okay. Well, I still want to know if you're aware of the secret government and how they can actually combat this by the same kind of, you know, reverse, sort of targeting. Anyway, we'll be right back after this commercial.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
What would you do if you or someone that you love was faced with a life-threatening illness? My name is Matthew David Hurtado.
co-host of Transcension Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In 2008, I lost everything because of chronic illness, my home, a bankruptcy, even my marriage. A miracle happened in 2009. I discovered ION and I was introduced to the RNA drops. Within a few short months, the nightmare of chronic fatigue, Lyme's disease, and PTSD was a faded memory. Today, people all over the world have reported incredible testimonials about their transcension process, and I invite you to listen and join us live on air every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Transcension airs live. You can listen to the archives or tell someone that you love, maybe even the person sitting in your chair right now, that science fiction has become virtual reality at Transcension Radio. Take your power back and join us every Saturday at Transcension Radio.
You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow. Friendships to flourish with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio and service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFI wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Hey everybody, this is Fabian for Liberty. You can join me every Monday and Friday from 8 p.m. Eastern Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Time only on American Freedom Radio.
David Wynn Miller. And David, we've got a lot of people in the chat that are hoping to ask you questions as well. So I'm going to try to kind of go through this very quickly and get to those questions. First of all, we've got people that are wondering, do you have any way that they can vet you? In other words, do you have evidence of the things you've done? Because you've got a lot of claims of having done certain things, disbarred judges, et cetera, but do you have proof of this?
Yes, everything that I contracts that I write, I keep records of all these. The last thing we did on the 21st of December, 2012, was open the 1775 Benjamin Franklin Federal Postal Court in Philadelphia. We then served 2 hours later the United States Supreme Court and President Obama at the White House. 6 hours after that, President Obama was on a plane from Hawaii back to Washington because the correct parse syntax grammar oath of two judges, Russell J. Gould and David Wynn Miller, were filed as corporate to order the 1775 Federal Postal Court open. and in the correct parse syntax grammar, and a world of fiction grammar cannot upstart the correct parse syntax grammar existence. So now
okay,
you have, the Mayans said that on 12/21/2012, that the end of the world would take place. Well, the end of the beginning, or rather, excuse me, the end of, when you say the is an adverb making world a verb, what we did is the end of the world a verb because the quantumized Federal Postal Vessel Court was then established on 12/21/2012. At the original, 14 years before the United States District Court was formed on September 17, 1789, the original Benjamin Franklin Federal Postal Court, which represented both Canada and the United and America. So we brought forward, after 238 years of fiction, the correct parse syntax grammar court, and now the government has to look at the documents that we filed with them in the correct parse syntax grammar, along with our bank treaties, our bills of lading, our posting, our roads, the sea pass, sea treaty, drogue law that we have established with the Justice Department, the United
well,
States.
Well, actually, Post I wanted to ask you along those lines, what about the notion of the military and also the presidential oath of office? In other words, the military has a contract with their government to perform certain acts. If that contract is not valid, then the military is not held to their contract. Isn't that right?
The military is controlled by the post office in the United States and all countries worldwide. Money is controlled by the post office since 1870.
But they're not using. Aren't they not using?
Universal Postal Union was created.
But along your line of reasoning, even the post office is not using parse syntax grammar. So
correct. It's 1800. The post office, the UPU, never used the correct parse syntax grammar, and we
so
did a seminar.
So do they really control anything, or is their control a false?
On the 27th of August, 2009, in Auckland, New Zealand, I did a presentation in front of 90 chiefs that the Universal Postal Union, controlling military and money globally, had never used correct parse syntax grammar. The CIA had people in the audience, which then called the Justice Department, which turned around and told Switzerland, we want to see the numbered accounts of 47,000 Americans that you're holding, and they had to turn over $4 trillion to the United States Treasury. The United States Treasury then said to these individuals, you can come get your money, just tell us how the money got offshore. Nobody shows up, and the Treasury got to keep $4 trillion. Then they asked, can we see the correct parse syntax grammar, treaty, trust, and contract that allows you to exist? United States of America Postal Service had these contracts back in 2002, issued by Russell Gould and I when we wrote these treaties. So they had quantumized treaties. Switzerland couldn't produce. So the United States, on the 2nd of September 2009, became the new UPU because they had a military and the technology in grammar to stop and correct. And now the United States Postal Service is in charge. I've done several presentations on how the UPU started here in Hawaii. And if you look at the October 22nd, 1871, when the Hawaii filed bankruptcy, and after 1 year of grace period under the Title 46, Chapter 781, Maritime Law of Salvage, the 22nd of October plus 45 days and three-day grace period is the 6th of December when the last king, Kamehameha V, dies by poison. 45 days later, it's January 14th, 1873, and they got to wait 3 days under the Three-Day Rescission Act. That's January 17th, 1873. plus the 20-year death moratorium, which was established in 1848 by King Kamehameha I. Add 20 years, and you get January 17th, 1893, the Postmaster General of the United of the Hawaiian Islands allows the Postmaster General from the United States to deliver the military troops and take over the island of Hawaii, making it a territory of the United States. Queen Iolani goes ahead and she steps down, but she was a 33-degree Mason, giving up her queenship. So she was part of the Masons. The Postmaster General was a Mason. Lodge number one is in the Immigrations, Customs, and Supreme Court building directly across the street from the Iolani Palace. Surprise, surprise, surprise. So you go ahead and you add 70-year international bankruptcy of Hawaii plus 45-day trust law plus 3-day grace period, and you wind up with the December 7th, 1941 bombing of Pearl Harbor. The Postmaster General of the United States and Roosevelt knew exactly to the second when those bombs were going to fall. But in order to get the United States out of isolation and make people sue to go to war, you need a disaster as big as the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And they did. They went to war. Same thing happened with Iraq. You need a disaster big enough that the people would sue to go to war. You bring down the World Trade Centers, the central bank. Unique thing is you drop an anvil off the top of a 1,300-foot building, it's going to take 12.8 seconds to hit the sidewalk. The building fell down in 4.8 seconds. Somebody changed gravity. The only thing that can change gravity on planet Earth is two things, a nuclear or hydrogen explosion and C4 plastic explosives. C4 has a coefficient of expansion of 6.3. Concrete, steel, and glass, the three components to put up the World Trade Center.
Well, this was a particle beam weapon.
No, it's not a particle beam. It's 6.3 coefficient. I'm a metallurgist and a heat treat specialist and a physicist. So it's all about physics. You detonate a C4 blast, and the entire building of concrete, steel, and glass turns into atoms of smoke. Why do you think there was paper in the air? Because the paper could penetrate the smoke and leave the building without being disintegrated. Now you've got a static charge building standing 1,300 feet tall, except the mushroom on top of the building was 850 feet from center, which means something pushed at 850 feet per second away, and that was the detonation of C4. Then the entire building was detonated, which turned it into smoke, and when the gravity well of 1,300 feet which was created, collapsed, it pulled the building to the ground in 4.8 seconds, accelerating gravity. The buildings that surrounded the World Trade Center were also caught in the gravity well. They weren't on fire. They weren't hit by anything, but eight of them fell down under their own gravity weight. When they went to pick up the concrete steel beams, they disintegrated under the claws of the cleanup. The building, both buildings, were completely insulated with asbestos. The New York City Port Authorities own both buildings. You imagine the lawsuit for asbestos with 50,000 people a day for 30 years? Pretty expensive in the trillions of dollars of medical. When that building came down, all that asbestos is not a 6.3 was released into the air in a big white cloud that covered the north side of New York City was all asbestos. And all those 3 million people that were exposed to that are going to have lung cancer problems for the rest of their life. But
right.
Because it was an act of war, declared to be an act of war.
And you know this is an inside job, right? So I appreciate that. Right?
So that comes from physics. That doesn't come from guessing. And I was on national television on the 11th of September 2002 in Arizona, in all 13 Western states for 1 hour explaining this program. And it's up on the internet. And you can watch it again.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that. But as a Mason, you called yourself a 92nd year Mason. Do you attend the Bohemian Grove?
The reason is I have the original copy of Manly Hall's The Secret of All the Aces for Masons. Two-thirds of
That's
all the
good.
Words are missing. From a book 18 inches tall, 12 inches wide, and 2 inches thick. When the two-thirds of the words are put back in the correct now time, you have a different story with different values and different secrets that are unlocked. Masons from all over the world, as I travel, meet with me, and we go over. They bring me their books. They want me to syntax or what they believe it says. And when I put the missing words in, I prove that I can write their sentence structure frontwards and backwards in now time. They understand fully what the secrets mean. And that's on a case-to-case basis.
Okay, well, so, I have it from a whistleblower that the 9/11, that the towers were disintegrated by a particle beam weapon, and that the debris and the absence of debris is part of the evidence for that.
No, that's incorrect, because when you take a particle beam would not change gravity. C4 does change gravity. That's why it's all tanks are worldwide, when they're manufactured, aligned with C4, because it creates a negative electromagnetic pulse for the bazooka, which is also has an explosive. When the two explosive charges detonate on each other, the electromagnetic pulse collapses at the speed of light, and therefore they don't damage the tank. It just bounces off.
Okay, I've got somebody who has a background in science who's texting me right now at this moment saying that your information is not correct, that the C4 is not energetic enough, is how they're putting it.
Well, when I did that program, they checked with physics professors, university professors, demolition experts before they allowed me to go on national television back in 2002. So I don't know.
Okay,
who you're
but
talking
I don't
to.
Trust so-called experts that work for national television are always suspect. So I'm not sure. You saw the movie The Matrix, right?
Yeah, about 20 times.
Okay,
I like it.
Well, you know, and that's great, and I appreciate that. But from my point of view, anybody working in the Matrix that tells you something is suspect, and that includes so-called experts. But let's, again, we've got people with questions, but I want to make sure that I've covered as much as I can in the short amount of time, and maybe we can have you back on a live stream where we don't have so many commercials. Are you aware of the base inside the Romanian mountain, a book by a guy named Radu Sinemar that was translated by Peter Moon called Transylvania Sunrise? It's all about a library of holograms that's an installation inside the Romanian mountains.
Okay. First off, everybody knows that we have hologram technology. I'm not going to say where I was, but I was following 30 military vehicles, and they went around an independent road. And when I came out the other side, there was no military vessels. They drove into a hologram that I drove right past. They knew where they were going because they had a tracking device. They would drive them right through a hologram. And I've seen this before. I saw 7 Apache helicopters fly into a mountainside and disappear through a hologram. I've witnessed hologram with military vessels many times in my travels as a 5-million-mile traveler around the world. So I've seen how I was just a few weeks ago, I was at Epcot, and I watched a hologram that looked as real as a human being interface with another real human being, and I was really impressed with the quality of a hologram and how the technology has advanced today. So they have many, many different places. We have tunnel machines that drill holes 60 feet
That's
in diameter
correct.
Over the world.
But
we all
have
that.
You read the book by Peter Moon that is translated from the Romanian? Is
no,
that
I haven't.
A no? Okay.
That's just one of many books and many issues about the amount of tunnels that exist.
Sure. Okay, we'll be right back, and at that time we will take questions from the audience in the last half hour of the show. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What do we hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Tune into the Pete Santilli Show Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Find out why American Freedom Radio is the only one with the balls. Let me tell you the truth.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. We are talking to David Wynn Miller. And David, we've got a bunch of people who are calling in. Let me see. I guess people can call in if they I guess I'm trying to find the phone number. The phone number for the callers is 512-255-5423. And not sure. I've got some person who is trying to reach me on the other line on Skype. So sorry about that, everyone. I am trying to get on to the network so that I can take the calls. Sorry about this, but I don't see the link. So hold on one second. David, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. sorry, I don't. Someone needs to tell that person to not to be calling my Skype while I'm on the radio. So that would be really great if that person would stop calling me. Okay, I'm going to unmute one of the callers here. Area code 310, you're on the air with David Wynn Miller and Carrie Cassidy. Hello?
I'm here.
Is that area code 310? Hello?
I'm here.
You're on the air. Did you want to say something? Okay, guess not. Let's see. Strange. We have area code 912. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hi. Do you have a question for David?
Yeah, I have a couple questions, really. I guess just to kind of further the conversation a little quickly, my perspective would be if you don't think that people like Bill Clinton and, other people that are necessarily making problems for people, if you don't think that those kinds of people are making problems for everyone, then it's kind of hard to take a lot of your other information seriously, because I think some people just disagree because of...
I'm sorry, caller, you're really breaking up. I'm not sure that's intelligible. David, did you get anything out of what he was saying there?
I think what he's asking me is, why would I assist somebody in a who did something that he believes to be wrong? What happened as a result of that? The Parse syntax grammar was delivered by the President of the United States to the Congress, the Senate, and the legislature, and they then became aware that the world had to start paying attention back in 1997 to Parse syntax grammar, that it was no longer a secret just for the judges, that it was now being used so that an individual could set himself free by the use of technology. So the individual gets a free ride because he carried a message to the leaders of this country as to how much danger having a world of fiction actually represented. And so people have to stop and correct. Go ahead.
Yeah, does that mean there's no possible way for people that are in power who might not have the people's best intentions in their mind, is there any way for them to confuse or, use that your grammar to confuse people, because from your perspective, people have to be educated to a certain extent to understand and use the grammar, the syntax or whatever, but for people that are living in the forest, they're people that have to be subjected to the outside powers at some point, won't be educated to your certain extent. So I don't understand, how would it help them unless they have access to, affordable, knowledgeable lawyers that have knowledge of that kind of information and having your syntax code is common knowledge among them, but it's not common at all. So if you're the only person around that knows it, if you're taken out, you know, there's no one that can really continue that.
Okay, you're saying I'm the only person that knows it. That's not correct. People are studying all over the planet based on the amount of people that have logged on to the Internet, as well as the amount of available free information that I have placed on the Internet for people to study at their own speed. I'm not asking anybody for money for this. I made it all available to people to study and make up their own minds. If you can, as people try to defeat this technology, like Sherlock Holmes says, when you systematically remove all things that can't be, what is left are the facts. So people, by their own research, get out a dictionary. They start doing their homework. They find out that I didn't mislead them. I showed them how to be correct mathematically. And from that, they join my organization and they study. And henceforth, when 51% of this world realize that they can make a difference by voting in a correct communication skills, maybe then these wars will stop, miscommunication will stop, and we'll have a world of peace so that parents don't have to watch their children go off to war. Now, I'll tell you a little story about something. You might call this circumstantial.
Okay, I'm going to let this caller go. Thank you, caller. Please listen offline because we've got a lot of people here and we've got very short time. Sorry about this.
All right, go ahead.
Thanks a lot.
Go ahead, David, with your story if you'd like.
My son was in the military, in the Army. Went through basic training. And 3 days before shipping out, both of his shin bones cracked, and he was hospitalized because he grew 6 inches in basic training. His platoon was shipped to Afghanistan, and about 6 weeks after the 49 men were in Afghanistan, a roadside 500-pound bomb detonated and killed 39 of the 49 in his platoon. He then went through, he got healed up, went back to, he was in tech school in the meantime, went back to completed basic training, and then he went through training to go to Afghanistan. He was playing football 72 hours before his platoon was to ship out and got tackled. Broke his collarbone and his arm, was back in the hospital when they were shipped out. Within 6 weeks of his second platoon going to Afghanistan, 29 of the 49 men were killed in combat. The third rotation, things were quiet, and he wound up going to Iraq instead. And he came back. The point is that there were a lot of unusual, totally accidental events that took place. My son is still alive today. And I'm grateful that he was not exposed to those horrors.
Absolutely.
And he volunteered to do his job, but the powers to be in the future had other ideas about what he was going to become.
From my perspective, the number of times you've mentioned time travel or something related indicates to me that you think you're a time traveler. Is that correct?
Well, I've seen too many really, really weird things happen. And the fact that this whole program is unique only to me worldwide, that there's been no competition of 3 billion websites in the last 14 years on this program, you come to your own conclusion.
Okay, we've got another caller here, also from 917. You're on the air with Project Camelot and David Wynn Miller.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call, Carrie. I was listening to David the other day on American National Militia radio station, Drake. I understand that to have a peaceful world, you have to educate everybody and that no one can be left in the dust, including what we would consider people of malice towards the human race. What was being stressed by Drake the other night was the shortness of time that we're facing as a nation to regain our freedoms. It's important because David's system is extremely, well, from my point of view anyway, it's something that I'm not going to learn in 5 minutes, 20 hours, 1,000 hours. And I don't think we as a nation have that kind of time to wait. And tonight, Drake was stressing that we as citizens have to take immediate action to rectify the situation. I understand the importance of David's work, and it is important. You have to have a foundation.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, caller, but we are not going to get to your question. I'm going to try to do a live event with David where we will have much more time.
Sure.
The music is playing, and I would like David to be able to have some wrap-up comments, but I'm
sure.
Very, very sorry. David,
thank you.
Thank you very much, caller. So, David, would you like to say some final comments, because we've only got about 4 minutes or less while this music starts up here?
All right.
Please do go to the links on YouTube and watch the rest of his stuff. David, do you have anything to say if we have a moment here?
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, the way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
I knew a man who had a reputation helping thousands of people improve their health. You know his secret? He knew 7 out of 10 people were deficient in one critical mineral. The symptoms of this deficiency mimic everything from heart disease to anxiety. In fact, the list is way too long to even touch on. Chances are high that you may have many of these symptoms already. In a moment, I'm going to give away his secret when you visit IncredibleMineral.com. That's IncredibleMineral.com. The information is free. It will take less than 5 minutes for you to obtain. Listen in as I interview world-renowned doctor of the future, Carolyn Dean, share the secret with you. No holds barred and guaranteed to piss off the big drug pushers. In fact, there's also a $50 free bonus offer for the first 1,000 people who listen in now at IncredibleMineral.com. Hurry while the information is still available.
I don't like words that hide the truth. I don't like words that conceal reality. I don't like euphemisms. And American English is loaded with euphemisms because Americans have a lot of trouble dealing with reality. Americans have trouble facing the truth. So they invent a kind of a soft language to protect themselves from it. I'll give you an example of that. When I was a little kid, if I got sick, they wanted me to go to the hospital and see the doctor. Now they want me to go to a health maintenance organization. Smug, greedy, well-fed white people have invented a language to conceal their sins. It's as simple as that. The CIA doesn't kill anybody anymore. They neutralize people. The government doesn't lie. It engages in disinformation. Israeli murderers are called commandos. Arab commandos are called terrorists. Contra killers are called freedom fighters. Well, if crime fighters fight crime and firefighters fight fire, what do freedom fighters fight? They never mention that part of it to us, do they? Never mention that part of it.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.